So my second topic is the involvement of calcium and boron in the development of brown spots on the leaves of Oncidium cherubei. And orchids is one of the fast growing market segments in floriculture industry in the nation, with a wholesale value of $191 million in 2011. And Hawaii is the one of the main orchid producer, followed by California and Florida. And these three main states produce over 80 to 90% of potted orchids by sales volume. And as you know, Phalaenopsis orchids are the production of potted Phalaenopsis orchids are heavily rely on foreign imports. And then our Phalaenopsis growers are were heavily impacted by the imports. However, still we have some markets with the different kind of orchids. For example, Oncidium orchids may be a good plant that we can target for domestic market. So Hawaii, well, Oncidium, especially Oncidium orchids, cherubei is one of the most popular orchids with very nice flowering characteristic and with a chocolate fragrance. And but the problem is that it develops a brown spot on the mature leaves of the leaf, and this brown spot is aesthetically it doesn't really appeal to the consumers. So what is the current practice is that growers trim off the impacted leaves because this kind of symptom can be perceived as a disease infection by consumers. The cause of the brown spot is still not clear, and then some of the people say it may be related to environmental control conditions or cultural practices during production. And some of the people mentioned that the brown spot development is often observed on the plants growing in cool climates, but there is no scientific evidence that this symptom is actually related to the temperature. So the objectives are to investigate how temperature influences the formation of brown spots in Oncidium cherubei, to examine how temperature is associated with brown spot development, and to determine the direct cause of brown spots. So materials and method. 3 month and 6 month old plugs were obtained from commercial Oncidium grower located in Big Island, Hawaii. And these plants were planted in a 4-inch square pot filled with perlite coconut husk chip and peat moss. And then they were grown in a growth chamber with three different temperature regimes, 20 Celsius and 15 Celsius during night and day and night during the day and night time, and 25 Celsius, 20 Celsius. This is considered as an optimum production temperature, or 30. 25. This is a higher temperature for the Oncidium growth. And the light was maintained at 200 micromole per square meter per second with 12 hours photo period. And with this lower light photosynthetic active radiation, we were able to eliminate light, the interaction between light and temperature. And the fertigation regime was with the triple 20 fertilizer at the rate of 100 parts per million nitrogen for the first 2 weeks, and followed by CalMag at 100 parts per million and calcium nitrate and for the third week. So this the entire program was continuously repeated for the fourth week. So to give you an idea about the plant growth, at 5 months after transplanting, 3 months old and 6 months old plants were presented here. So with the higher growing temperature, both 3 months old plug and 6 months old plugs produced a higher mass compared to the lower growing temperature. And then we counted the number of brown spots per plant. So as you can see, when you start with 6-month-old plug with all these plants developed brown spot with all different kind of growth temperature. However, when the starting material was 3-month-old plug, only the highest temperature induced brown spot development, and the plants grown with the lower temperature had the 3 months of lag period and then begin to develop brown spot. So it seems like plant development stage is very important for the development of brown spot. So this is the symptom that you can observe with the 6-month-old plug. So the brown spot is very tiny, and it's located on the tip of the orchid leaf. And then the symptom develops from the tip and then proceed to the bottom part of the leaf. And then when you grow this plant longer time of period, and then I show in the previous slide the brown spot development up to 5 months after transplanting. And if you grow longer period, the brown spot number significantly increase when you start with 6-month-old plug. And also 3-month-old plug continuously develop brown spot. And then these pictures clearly shows the progression of this symptom. And at five months after transplanting, you can see some brown dots on the tip of the leaf, but it's actually not really noticeable. And then the number of the brown spot increases as the production period increases, and also individual size of brown spot also increases. So now you can see this serious symptom of the brown spot development on the leaf. And then this picture shows the plant's growth at 15 months after transplanting, when they were grown in a different temperature, 25, 20, 30, 25. And left side shows the side view, and right side shows the top view. So as you can see from this photo, with a higher growing temperature, plant grow a lot more rapidly compared to a lower temperature. And if you see the closer look of the top view, when you start with 6-month-old plug, the plants are bigger, but also it developed more number of brown spots on the tip of the leaves. So we measure the vegetative characteristics and canopy height and number of leaves and number of shootables. As you can see, the plants grow rapidly during the production period. And as you can see from the bottom part of the graph, the number of leaves rapidly increases during the production time from this 5 months to 6 months, and the number of shootables also increases during the period. So it seems like there is a growth spurt during the production time, and this seems to be related to the brown spot development on the leaf. An interesting thing is that the canopy height, the number of leaves, and the number of shootables all related to the number of brown spots. So it seems like the rapid vegetative growth is really influenced the development of brown spots, especially when the plants were grown under high production temperature. So leaf length is also related to the number of brown spot development. And as you can see, there is a critical size of the leaf length. So around 15 to 20 centimeter, with that, the leaf can develop the brown spot more quickly. So if you look at the leaf length, we measure the growth of the different segment of the leaf along the leaf blade. Bottom part grow faster compared to the tip. And interestingly, you observe the brown spot development on the tip, but not on the bottom. So it seems like the lower part is rapidly growing, and it acts as a more stronger sink for calcium compared to the upper part. So there is a competition for the resources, especially for nutrition elements competition going on among the different type of the rapidly growing plant tissues, and also along the leaf blade. So we did the nutrition analysis along the leaf blade, and we took discs from the tip and the base, and the result is shown on this slide. And as you can see, nitrogen and phosphorus and potassium concentration was not really affected by high growing temperature between leaf tip and leaf base. And the potassium, some people mentioned that this symptom may be related to potassium deficiency. However, we didn't observe any potassium differences between the different temperature treatment. And then it seems like the lower part of the leaf contains a higher potassium compared to the top part, but potassium didn't seem to affect the development of brown spot. And what about calcium and boron? And with the high growing temperature, calcium concentration on the tip significantly decreased, and boron concentration significantly increased. So it seems like there is an interaction going on between calcium and boron. So plants, because of the rapid vegetative growth and the number of leaves and canopy height and shootables are rapidly developing during the production time, and the plant tissues are competing each other for the calcium, and on the leaf tip seems like its lack of calcium for continuously support the rapid development of the tip of the leaf. So calcium may be deficient on the tip of the leaf blade, and as a result of that, it trying to compensate the loss of calcium and take up more boron. So the symptom, as you can see from this photo, may be a result of calcium deficiency, but also as a result of boron toxicity. And what if you continuously grow under high growing temperature? And as you can see, vegetative growth is enhanced, but the reproductive growth can be retarded. So in conclusion, the development of brown spot in Oncidium cherry baby, red fantasy, is strongly associated with temperature and plant developmental stage. And growing temperature induces the formation of brown spot by stimulating rapid vegetative growth. And also, the competition between fast-growing tissues for calcium may be the direct cause of a brown spot development, and which may lead to the boron toxicity. And that's all I have. Thank you very much. I have about 2 minutes for questions.
Do you think you can prevent that symptom from showing up by doing foliar calcium sprays during those higher temperature conditions?
That's very good question. In fact, we are doing calcium trials. Instead of foliar application, we are directly feeding calcium through drip irrigation. And with we have multiple range of calcium from 0 parts per million to, I think, 30 parts per million. And interesting thing is that without calcium, you can observe brown spot development in all your stages when the leaves are even smaller. So
when this plant is growing, is that also humid weather?
Well, for the greenhouse production, I don't think it's related. Well, in this growth chamber, the measured relative humidity level was about 50 to 60 percent. And maybe in the for the greenhouse, the relative humidity may be a little bit fluctuating, but maybe a little bit lower than what actually we had in growth chamber. But I think, well, the orchids are generally grown under heavy shade, mm-hmm. and because we need to control the temperature, and then in Hawaii, Saran greenhouse is very common, and the shade cloth is the you know, best way to control the temperature there.
We've seen in other crops where we tend to get some calcium deficiency showing up with more humid weather.
That's right.
Not thick enough that we can alleviate that with calcium sprays. It may be the same situation that you might get a better response if you did calcium sprays and not just trying to get calcium through the roots, because then you can remove the environmental effect of it.
Yeah, that's very good point. In fact, we were thinking about two different ways, foliar application or direct feeding. But for commercial growers, they have to fertigate the plants, and I thought that maybe it's easier for them to incorporate calcium during fertigation and through the fertilizer program. Of course, we can, for the next step research, maybe about foliar application method. That would be, you know, rapid remedy for the this kind of symptom.
So the boron levels you've discussed, and you indicate maybe toxicity, in other tissues where boron toxicity has been shown to occur, what levels do you have compared to those?
Well, different plant species respond differently to boron. Some plants are more susceptible to boron, but Oncidium, I don't know what is the toxicity level for Oncidium orchids, but apparently the concentration that we had here was high enough to cause boron toxicity. And we... Yeah, it's an assumption. That's right.
You suggest a possibility.
Okay. So, do you have any other question? That's a very good question. And we measured boron contents from the water, but it's really trace amount of content. So, it's negligible. I don't remember the figure at this point, but it was not really high enough to be related to the result that we saw this day.
Yeah.
That's I saw the label, and it contains 0.1 parts per million at the nitrogen rate that we applied. 100 parts per million nitrogen.
Yeah, well, the other thing is calcium and boron compete against each other. Okay, so if calcium is going down, then it allows the boron to become maybe more expressive. So even if you don't have a lot of sources of extra boron, there's not enough calcium there to kind of tie it up. So, you know, and in your situation, maybe it's such that you want to have a fertilizer that doesn't have any boron, but you can get that. But I would think the quickest fix would be just to look at some calcium, additional calcium in the fertilizer, or a foliar calcium.
That's right. Yeah. Thank you very much for the comments.